There's Seth Jones setting things up top. Now Ekblad. Ekblad shoots, score! Deflected in front on the power play. The Panthers are on the board.
Remember, Florida failed to get it clear on the one faceoff. And Carolina wasn't able to take advantage.
Here's Bennett. Towards the net, score! Rodriguez! We are tied at two!
The Panthers punched their ticket to the Stanley Cup Final for the third consecutive season. And they did it, five-game series. Remember last year when Rod Brind'Amour tried to exclaim that they didn't get swept by Florida because the four games they lost?
I remember that.
The four games, that he took offense to someone saying they got swept in the media because...
What?
Because the four games were close. He didn't like the idea that they got destroyed because all four of the games were close. Like, that's not how that works.
That's...
A sweep is when you lose in four, you lost
in four.
I
totally don't remember this at all.
Oh, it was hilarious. I think it was last season.
Well, congratulations, you didn't get swept this year. You lost in five.
That's right.
That reminds me of... Do you know the story of when Rex Ryan was on a radio interview with Chopin the Bulldog one time?
Oh, yes,
and
I do.
Bulldog said to him, like...
You got run over.
You got run over, meaning like you got beaten really badly by a Tom Brady. And he took such offense to that, thinking, they didn't run the ball on us. Like, we stopped their run game. Dude, he scored 50 points on you throwing the ball, basically, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yes,
that
reminds me of
that. Which should tell you all you need to know that, the idea that one was easy. Like, that it's somehow so much worse if you lose that way, getting run on, as opposed to getting passed on every play that game happened with. I do remember that with Rex. Brind'Amour is NHL Sean McDermott. He is totally NHL Sean McDermott. He came in there and changed the culture and got success out of them. He didn't do it with a Josh Allen, so there's not that component of it. Every year they've made the playoffs with Brind'Amour as the coach, and they just can't get to the final. Every year they come close, and they can't quite get there.
What are they missing?
I have a thought.
I'll tell you what I think. I think they're truly missing. You said it the other day.
Yeah.
They don't have that true guy to kind of get them over the top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know that you could look at, I think Barkov could be, Tkachuk and Barkov could be those guys. I mean,
the Panthers have superstar players. Like, they don't have.
They don't in Carolina.
Right.
You said that the other day, and I agree with that.
They don't have Barkov. They don't have. Tkachuk's not healthy right now. You could totally tell. But when he's playing at his peak, he is that. I mean, even, honestly, Sebastian Aho is a very good player. How much better is he than Sam Reinhart? Sam Reinhart scored 57 goals last year. What do you think Aho's career high is? 38. Good player. Like, very good player. Scores 30 goals almost every single year. But even he hasn't had a year that another one of the Panther players had last year. And Barkov helps that, right? Reinhart getting to that many goals and power play. I think it's a little tougher what that team is missing because they kind of have the same season every single year. All their advanced numbers look amazing, and they win a round, and they lose in the second round, or they get smoked in the conference finals. The other thing for them is probably goaltending.
Because of the way that everything is built, what we just said, they don't have a goaltender to kind of bail them out when everything isn't, aren't playing at that highest level.
Expect that they are going to be one of the most aggressive teams for Mitch Marner this summer.
Oh, really?
Like, we'll talk about him for the Sabres, but there was a report that the Hurricanes were trying to trade Rantanen to Toronto with trade deadline for Marner, and that Marner wasn't willing to... here we go. Marner was ultimately declined the trade, citing his desire to stay in Toronto, at least for the remainder of the season.
Well, now he has a choice, though.
Now he has a choice. Right, and he could go there now if he wants.
Or say, I don't want to... If that's the case, what I'm saying is, he may say, I don't want to go play down south.
That's true.
We just talked about like the proximity thing, right?
Yeah.
That could be it. Or, you're right, maybe at that point, not ready for that, want to do here with these guys, and we'll finish it out.
Also, you were telling me in the break the list of free agents for next offseason in the NHL.
Yes.
And those guys can't even sign until July 1st, so a huge chunk of them will get signed between now and then. McDavid, for instance... is on that list, and he'll re-sign at Edmonton, I'm sure. But, like, Jack Eichel's on that list. And I'm not so sure that he'll stay in Vegas. I kind of think Boston, of course, going home.
I think the Rangers are a very big player for Jack Eichel if he gets to free agency.
Couldn't you see Carolina making a huge bid if he were to make it to the open market, though? And there are other guys on that list, too. So, yeah, I guess that's what Carolina's looking for. I mean, I don't lose any sleep at night, though, with the Hurricanes not being able to get over the hump. You know, I still hold my 2006.
I know you do.
I still hold my 2006 bitterness.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. Hey, I'm there with you.
I don't hate them anymore. Like, I don't hate the team on the ice now. They're good, but they can't quite get over it. While we're on hockey, we'll get to Stephon Diggs and the Patriots at 7. I want to get to that. Very quickly, I had this trade idea yesterday for Locked On Sabres that I threw out there, and I realized that the Sabre fans and other hockey fans are so split on what Bo Byram is worth in a trade.
Interesting.
Like, totally different ideas. Some, like, mid-round pick or, you know, second-round pick type guy, maybe a prospect in a pick. Others, you know, what are you talking about? He's 15th in the league and even strength points a defenseman. Like, he's worth all of this. And the reason I bring him up is because his name was obviously in trade rumors last week. Elliot Friedman saying the Sabres are gauging the market on Byram. So, interesting one to figure out. 803-0550 is the phone number. The Panthers on to the Stanley Cup Finals. Stephon Diggs is in the news. I've got a quarterback question I want to get Sal's opinion on. So, a lot to get to. Stay tuned.